You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Edition of All Marine Radio on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network. So happy Friday to you, the 11th day of January, 0111. That's right, that's where we're at today. The tell you what I'm going to do today. I'm going to share with you some of the emails we've gotten. Some of the text messages I'll share with you. I don't know, Mike said a couple times this week that the experience is overwhelming and overwhelmingly cool. And so I'll share a little bit of that with you this morning. And we'll check some news headlines, and then you'll hear Josh and Mike and I talking about yesterday, what we did yesterday. So yeah, we did our presentation three times again. We did it twice for Marines of the 2nd Marine Division, and then once for their spouses. So busy day. But you know what? It goes by like lightning. And doing the Lord's work, man. Doing the Lord's work. Preaching the gospel of post-traumatic winning. And the more I do it, the more I love it. And I loved it to start, and I love doing it more because now you see the effect it has on people and the effect it's had on listeners and the encouragement that I've got from everybody over the course of almost 3 years of doing this. Keep doing what you're doing. I love it. You need to get it to more people. Well, guess what? It's getting to more people, and it's pretty cool. And you know what? Again, the people that we love and we care about, which is kind of everybody, but, you know, our Marine tribe initially. And so it's been quite the week, and there's no way that and again, the best part of it is for me is, you know, doing it with a friend, and Mike Musselman and Josh and I were talking, and one of the things I love about my friends is they're smart, they're funny, they're tough, but they're intellectually creative and inquisitive. We don't talk about it very much, but they are. And you don't have to, you don't have to push them to look at what you're doing in this case and think about it and then do something that makes it better, something that adds to it. And that's been the cool part about doing this with General Furness. Dave is a great friend of mine. And he's, you know, and we'll talk about it in the second hour, but it's been quite the experience. So I'm going to share some of the emails and text messages that we've received here over the last couple of days. And then you'll hear from the boys here, in the second hour. And that'll be it. So good morning to everybody out there. It's Friday, so Whitney Houston sings the national anthem. Last night, I called our guy Luke, who gets married tomorrow, and Mike and I were trying to get there, and we're not going to be able to get there, and I don't feel good about that, so I called him to apologize, tell him that he and Emma would be in our thoughts, that his name has come up here, and every day, and so this is dedicated to Luke, Emma, and Luke's mom, Libby. I talk about an email that Libby sent me months ago telling me that she didn't think I understood the impact I was having on people, and that by helping her son, I had changed so many people's lives. And it was one of the coolest emails I've ever receive because I don't know that I thought about it like that. And so when I, at the end of this presentation that I call post-traumatic winning, I challenge the Marines and I say, I want you to become a disciple of post-traumatic winning. I want you to go out there and touch the lives of people whose faces have flashed in your head as you've heard us talk about this stuff. People that can't get over it, people that are stuck, people that are really struggling. You now, if you do a little bit of reading, you can offer them a helping hand. You can ease their burden by telling them these plain truths. And so I challenge them to go do that. And then I use Libby's email as an example of a Grinch moment where your heart grows. And I said, and they're absolutely addicting. They're absolutely addicting. So this is dedicated today to Luke, Emma, and Libby. Luke and Emma will be married tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern time. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers. And to Luke's mom, Libby, who has been of great, I don't know how to say it. Libby has been the voice of families for me, right? A perspective that is not always in the front of my mind. I do consider it because I do have my own family. But when a mother articulates that for you, I think it changes the way that you look at it. So this today is dedicated to the three of them. In the hope that tomorrow is a wonderful day. I'm sure it will be. And with apologies from Mike and I for not being able to attend, we certainly would have loved to have been there.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time for us to check the weather in Marineland. Currently, 6:33 a.m. here on the west coast, on the east coast of the United States. Dark clear and 28 in Quantico. Yikes. It's dark, clear, and 25 here at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Granbury, Texas, it's raining and 45 degrees under dark skies. 29 Palms has clear, dark, and 43 degrees. Camp Pendleton, dark, cloudy, and 47. Okinawa, cloudy, and 71. In Iraq, it is sunny and 54 in Ramadi. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is sunny and 60. And at the home of All Marine Radio, where I will be tomorrow, after a 522 flight out of Jacksonville, North Carolina. Yeah, how about that? Cloudy and 55 degrees, looking for a high of 64. Rain in the forecast and 61 degrees tomorrow, and on Sunday it'll be 62 degrees under cloudy skies. That is a look at your weather here on All Marine Radio, your home for it. So don't touch that dial. More of this fine program coming up next. I'll share some of the emails that I've got this week, and we'll talk about that. We'll check some news headlines, and then you'll hear from Josh and Mike as we kind of have roundtabled all week. And I think those things have gotten funnier and funnier as we've my alarm that I snoozed for some reason just went off. As we've gotten to know Josh better, and now we're not polite to him anymore. So more of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I wanna walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and so be an ache of this heartbreak. I wanna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears. When I reach there, I'll scream, yeah, I'll let it all out.
You're gonna get to hear this bumper twice.
Right now it's just,
yeah, I haven't. I hadn't heard it all week. So you hear it again next hour because I played it last night when
so
I was. I was needing to hear it last night, so I played it, so you get to hear it twice today.
And hurt.
I would love to bring Peyton to one of these. I'd love to have her on stage as, you know, because Marines start getting there about an hour before. You know, 1,000 Marines roll in and traffic jam in the parking lot and all that kind of stuff. As they try to park cars and things like that. And then, I would love to have her on stage entertaining and then stand up and say, just so you know, I'm part of your tribe. And my father took his own life. I'm the one that took the police to his apartment when they found his body. And I'm too, I'm learning to win. And, you know, I think it would be very cool for the Marines to see that. I think it would be a cool experience for her to come with us and do this.
I want to lay in a church pew, staring up at Jesus. And for once I'll forgive you. I swear I will mean it. I'll finally be free. And I'll fly away. But right now it's just me.
All right, time for you to get to look behind the curtain here a little bit in terms of the feedback we've gotten, and I've been sharing it with different people all week. A lot of the people that I serve with and friends who supported my, you know, the ass clowns, I shared it with them. And, because everybody's been supportive and have helped build this thing. So wanted to, share, what has happened with them. And, so I'll share a few of these, I'll share a few of these pieces with you. Stand by. Don't get impatient. Here's the first one I have. It's from a friend of mine. And he said, my independent duty corpsman
right? So one of his medical guys sent me this. I thought I'd send it to you. Sir, after 16 years in the Navy, that was the best training I've ever had. He's a medical dude. Here's another one. I'm sharing because I share the same sentiment as the damn good First Sergeant Adam Brown. Over the past 20 years, I've received countless PMEs on various subjects, and none of them has come close to this PME. AllMarineRadio.com has put together something special, something that all Marines can put in their toolbox to help themselves, to help fellow Marines, hell, to help anyone. The bottom line is we all need to be able to talk about our trauma in forums where we are not too macho or ridiculed. There are so many quality quotes during that PME, but my favorite quote is, only we can fix this. The Marine Corps or any other organization can't do shit about it. It starts with us. Everyone should go to AllMarineRadio.com and click on Two Goals and Eight Commandments. It will change the way you think. With that being said, my phone is always on. My door is always open. Please do not hesitate to call me, message me, and walk through my door. I will listen, not just hear you. If you know Papa Bear, I'm here for anyone. Right? Are you kidding me? I mean, how cool is that? I mean, it froze me that and you know, sometimes these things, I don't know how my brain works, but all of a sudden it's like these wires touch and something, you see something in a way that you didn't see it before like that. So I was up talking the other day, and I think I General Furness had spoken, and he puts up a slide at the start of the show. And the slide shows the statistics for fiscal year 2018 relative to suicide, domestic violence, assault, and all kinds of detrimental behaviors by Marines. And it compares it, I want to say, and then it's where they are in 2019, fiscal year 2019. And so, you know, he was talking and I was listening and when I got up to kind of introduce myself and begin to do the introduction, I looked out and I said, the Marine Corps can't solve this problem. Okay? And I said, you just heard General Furness say that Marine Corps has got more problems and more programs than it ever has. And it just set a record for suicide. So I'm here to tell you that the Marine Corps can't solve this problem, but you can. You can solve this problem. This problem is on you. And we're here today to help you solve it. And I mean, it's something that came to me. And then the next day in his opening remarks, General Furness said that shit. And I got up after him and said, hey man, you stole my shit. And I love screwing with him in public, but he laughed. But you know what? It's a spot on message. It's the absolute positive truth about who's going to solve this. It ain't going to be big Marine Corps. It's going to be educating, you know, the Marines themselves, that they don't see suicide. They don't need suicide. They see the path. They know how to do it. They have the tools, and that's what this pitch provides them. And really, Josh does a great job. There's a diagram that talks about wellness and the triangle of wellness, your mind, your body, and your finances, and then in the center of that, your spirit. And if you can keep those things balanced, and the way that you do it is you do a monthly inventory. How am I doing financially? Where am I? Five being exactly where I want to be, and one being exactly where I don't want to be. Where am I on that spectrum? And if I'm a two, how next month do I become a three? What are the concrete steps? And then you list them, right? Physically, where am I? Well, I need to lose, you know, I need to lose 30 pounds. I need to change my diet. I need to sleep better. Okay, how do I do those things? And so, right, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. You know, and so this you know, basic form and this scoring system gives them a tool that most of them don't have. How do I inventory my life? How do I make sure I'm headed in the right direction? So, so pretty cool. Here's another one. To all my brothers out there fighting their own demons, today I received one of the greatest periods of instruction on resiliency that I've ever had. I really appreciate these gentlemen for sharing not only their combat stories, but also their personal life stories, how they dealt with their trauma. Thank you to All Marine Radio for educating so many of us today so we can help find solutions to our suicide problem in the Marine Corps. How cool is that? Right? Way cool. that's way cool. Here's another one. Hey, Mac. Just wanted to tell you how awesome the brief was yesterday. I had a lot of my Marines talking about how much they got out of the training. This is by far the most beneficial thing the Marines were exposed to. They needed that exclamation mark. You are on point. We, all caps, we need to fix this problem. Looking around, I haven't seen so many Marines fully engaged and alert with what you were all saying. I talked to you yesterday after the brief. You three need to tour the Marine Corps with this. This is what they need, not just the PFCs and the Lance Corporal. The senior Marines got something out of it, too. Keep spreading the word and saving lives. Next one. Sir, I wanted to thank you, Gunner, and Josh for coming to Camp Lejeune and talking with us. It has been the, all caps, most impactful PME / training / education of my career. Your team's genuine passion for the topic and unvarnished presentation was refreshing and needed. Thank you, exclamation mark. I hope you all continue to bring your message to all who ask, and that we can get ahead of this epidemic that is killing our Marines and sailors. You all touched a lot of lives and are absolutely the talk of the division right now. It's pretty incredible. I have attached a copy of Man's Search for Meaning, as it is probably the finest book I've ever read. And then in parentheses he says, I agree with Josh, exclamation mark. A lot of my Marines were asking for it yesterday, so I assume that goes for everyone. I don't know if you could upload it to your All Marine Radio website, but I think folks would download the heck out of it. Thanks again for coming, sir. I think that your impact was immeasurable. Semper Fidelis, Sergeant Major Jeff Reef, Regimental Sergeant Major, 10th Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division. Now, that dude's been around for a while. He's seen a lot of PME. And he comes from the enlisted side of the Marine Corps, which is the keep it real side of the Marine Corps, right? Not the officer side. Yeah, how about that? For blowing your ass away. Here's a text message I got. Good evening, sir. I just want to thank you for the training event that you had with us yesterday. It really meant a lot. And for one who has seen a lot of training that pertains to the subject, it was by far the best one I've ever been to. I'd say a month prior, I went to a similar class and they told me to hold a rock and for the life of me, I think I would have rather eaten a rock than listened to them talk. But your talk was amazing. I even told my wife about it, and she was so happy that I found a class that I resonated with. All I can say is thank you. This is from, this is a message from a wife of a Marine who, and he was at this presentation, and she wrote this to encourage other women to go to the spouse's one. Good morning, ladies. There is a powerful seminar about the, about life and resiliency being presented this evening at the O Club. It starts at 5:30 and lasts about 2 hours. I have not been yet, but my husband came home last night and could not stop talking about how powerful it was. They are doing an encore for spouses tonight. Excuse me. I'm told it is not military-centric, and that it applies to all people in every season of life. I just want to get the word out again. You can just show up. If anyone wants to meet and go to Starbucks and then go together, we'll be there around 5. And then there's a picture attached, and it says, grow through what you go through. Pretty cool. And the last one I'll read to you is a email string, is a text message string between two Marines. One's a staff sergeant and a buddy of his. Text starts like this. Did you head out to your course or are you still back here? I leave Friday morning on leave, taking care of shit before I go. Nice, man. If you're around this week, let's link up. I honestly won't have time, man. Dealing with a suicide from Sunday. Dude called me and we talked for 13 minutes. Hung up and he did it. The response. Fuck, man, are you okay? AR-15 in the mouth. Fucking with my head a little. He just called me to tell me how much he appreciated me and how good of a staff NCO I was. We were just talking, and I had no idea he was in that state of mind, you know? I feel like if I would have asked a different question, he would have told me. Fuck, man, do you need anything? I'm good, buddy. Thank you for asking, though. A lot of statements and timeline shit, you know. I hear you, man. We are actually in this resiliency training right now. I honestly thought it would be the same empty annual requirement stuff. It's honestly one of the most profound and important things. I've ever heard. I really think if you have time, you should come. I'll come with you. What do you say after all that? And that's just, I mean, that's just a few of them. And so, for me, you know, when I started All Marine Radio, I had this vision of helping. And then we come back here, and with one of my great friends, a battle buddy times three. You see his leadership, and you'll hear about it in the next hour, what the way he's changed, what he says, as he spent the week with us. And it's been awesome. And then you see the impact that you're having on some, right? And it's not just a message, you're challenging them to become disciples, to spread this, to touch other people's lives. And, you know, I mean, it sounds hokey to say it's a dream come true, but literally it is. You know, I wish I could do something to help with this. And now when you're planting these seeds and you see it and you see these emails, you know, somebody who's dealing with somebody else's suicide. Hey, I want you to come to this thing that I just went through and I'll go with you. I mean, it's just, as you can see, I mean, it's moving and it's exciting because you're touching people's lives in a very down to earth, very common sense, very Marine Corps way, right? That's totally wrapped in our culture. And as, if you can't tell, I mean, it's incredibly moving and we love it. We absolutely love it, you know, and we were talking the other day. It's like, I don't know that I love the Marine Corps. But I love Marines, man. They're the best. They're the best people I've ever been around in my life. Okay, they do choose door number four. And there's a little piece of video that I need to put up on the website, but and the piece of video, it's these Marines running across a rice paddy in Vietnam while they're getting shot at. And every time I see it, I get goosebumps. You know, those are the guys that I've gone to war with. You know, let's go, boys. Like, where are we going? Follow me. Running across open rice paddies to get after the enemy. That takes incredible, incredible courage. And they don't hesitate and they don't flinch. And then like everybody else, I mean, they have issues. They have life issues. And then, you know, some of them have issues from combat. And so this presentation is raw and it's good, and I mean I absolutely love it, and it gets better as we work on it. So I hope this week is the first of many weeks that we spend doing this, because honestly I believe that as those emails have said, this is going to save lives. This is going to save lives. So with that said, we're going to take a look at we'll take a quick news, look at news headlines, even though it's not going to be a great look because I haven't even looked at the news. I haven't watched the news. I haven't looked at the news, but I can fake it and go over news headlines. Number one story, Marine Corps Times is a parachute story. We talked about that yesterday. Here's an interesting story. Now, there's two stories I'll tell you about. One is a headline. The veterans welcome, ? Less than 2% of Capitol Hill staffers have military experience. Veteran representation on congressional staff trails far behind other federal agencies. What a joke, right? I mean, it's like Major League Baseball, right? Stand out there on, you know, on Memorial Day and wave the flag. But do you hire them? Do you have a program that'll train them, give them some experience and send them to another career? No. Yeah. And that's what the whole thing, thank you for your service, pisses people off. Thank you for your service. So interesting. Another headline. Guantanamo skipper indicted for lying about affair with dead man's wife and details of a scuffle. What the hell? Right? What what in the hell is that about? And I'll go over real quick the top five stories in Early Bird. Number one, Pentagon briefs senators on Syria plans, leaving unanswered questions. The AP ran a headline earlier today that the Pentagon announced that the first troops had begun to leave Syria. U.S. troops begin withdrawal from Syria, according to officials. U.S. military coalition in Syria started the process of withdrawing troops from the embattled region, a U.S. defense official confirmed to Fox News on Friday. The U.S. started the process of our deliberate withdrawal from Syria, said Colonel Sean Ryan, a spokesman for the coalition fighting the Islamic State, which is odd because John Bolton says, you know, our departure would be conditions based. So, whatever. Pentagon briefed senators on Syria plans, leaving unanswered questions. Pentagon officials visited Capitol Hill on Thursday to reassure lawmakers amid confusion over plans to implement President Trump's order for the U.S. drawdown in Syria, but some Democrats and Republicans were left unsatisfied. Exiting the meeting between Pentagon officials and lawmakers Thursday, Senate Armed Services Committee Chair Jim Inhofe, Republican from Oklahoma, said he has requested the administration ensure Israel and U.S.-backed Kurds are well taken care of on this, and I believe they will be. Inhofe otherwise praised Trump's withdrawal plans as conditions-based and in spite of some rhetoric to the contrary. Quote, you guys always jump on his style, Inhofe told reporters. But he also realizes he's not going to do something that we're not ready to do, that we're not equipped to do. I believe that will happen. I got the assurance, including in this meeting. So that's a good thing. Number two story, in Cairo, Pompeo delivers Trump vision that includes confrontation with Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has launched a scathing broadside against Iran, laying out the Trump administration's vision for the Middle East in a keynote address at American University in Cairo. So that was big news around the world yesterday. Number three, Boeing delivers its first KC-46, but fixes to technical problems still are years away. I mean, it's amazing to me. You know, how you can deliver something that, you know, that doesn't work completely. Number four, SEAL charged with war crimes to remain in the brig. A Navy judge in San Diego on Thursday denied a request by a SEAL accused of murdering a prisoner of war to leave the brig until he begins trial next month. Navy Region Southwest spokesman Brian O'Rourke told Navy Times that Captain Aaron Ruff issued a ruling that keeps Special Warfare Operator Chief Edward Gallagher, 39, behind bars until his trials begin. So, anyway, he's accused of stabbing to death a wounded 15-year-old Taliban fighter in Afghanistan. One of the many trials that seem to be going on and cases that seem to be going on. And a commentary is the fifth article in an Early Bird this morning. Iran's tiny navy is trying to revive the Persian Empire. Right? And the subheadline is, the West sees Tehran as a regional player. Iranians see themselves as a global power. So, can't really be a global power unless you have the ass to do it. All right. That'll do it for the first hour. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, you'll hear Dr. Goldberg. You'll hear the Gunner as we talk about yesterday. And it's always cool to hear their thoughts. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your one and only home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
Hi, this is Catherine McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.